Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Puny mutter.
What is it, wee one?
I think I can take it.
I've got no doubt that you can, wee lass. But this'll be a group effort, okay?
Furry crew time?
Furry crew time. Sammy, are you hurt? Oh, okay, good. You saw it coming in your head. We join our dino friend in the massive shrubbery. And then he throws mud on us. Oh, okay. You lot, cover yourselves with the mud. The T-Rex has got a great sense of smell. So here we are, laying still and covered in mud like Arnold Schwarzenegger in the film Predator. We're well hidden. Only our eyes are poking out. Because we are all pretty goggle-eyed at the sight before us. We're just laying there and taking in the sight of this absolute beast. The Tyrannosaurus Rex. By the way, that name translates as the King of the Tyrant Lizards. A name that sounds scary. But I don't actually know how many tyrant lizards there were. If there was only one or two, it's kind of less impressive. Having said that, it's as long as a school bus and 12 feet high. So if you break that down, it's as high as 6 golden retrievers or 10 bowling pins. We hit a strike on this thing and down it goes.
I think it heard you, puny mortal.
It's okay, Ray. It can't hear us from over here. I'm pretty sure about that. I'm at least 42% sure. I'm going to shush. Yeah, you're right, Sammy. If we don't do something, it's either going to destroy your house, take it over, or use it as a pantry. Right, let's figure this out. What do we have at our disposal? We have Sammy, who's smaller, but much faster than the T-Rex. Even with its thick thighs, it can only reach about 12 miles an hour. Bobby and Cass are mistresses of the sneak and are small enough to avoid detection. Ray can take down any creature with her words better than any Talon can. And we have a Finn. In our previous adventures, Finn would be the one to soothe any concerns when we first encountered a new cryptid. If there were any doubts on either side, Finn approaches them, bows, and they have always bowed back. I'll be honest, I can't fully explain it. I just go with it. But on this occasion, I really don't want to take that chance. Not this time, wee man. I don't doubt you, but I have major concerns over that big brute over there. This is a different time, and I think we should err on the side of you not being eaten like a lawyer in Jurassic Park. Is that okay? He nods his head. Good lad. We stay hunkered down. The mud seems to be keeping us safe from the Big T's schnozzle device, and part of me is tempted just to wait this out until it decides to head off somewhere else on its dino journey. I look round at the furry crew to suggest this. We all sharply turn our heads towards Rexy Baby and saw what caused the big thump. Old Big Fella had just taken a seat and was now, well, casually laying back against the wall of Sammy's cave. Huh. That's not something you see every day. I quickly realised the daftness of my statement, even before I could feel Ray's eyes turn toward me with the question.
Oh, seeing a dinosaur sitting down is the thing that takes you by surprise, is it, puny mortal?
As I was looking at the razor-sharp-toothed, monster-crushing king of the temperamental lizards, I knew two things with absolute certainty. One, the way that the T-Rex was blinking meant that nap time was imminent. You don't have a furry crew without knowing when they're about to pass out from being energetic. The second thing I knew was that this was the chance that we needed. Right, you lot. I have the beginnings of a plan, and possibly even some middlings as well.
Better not be running away, puny mortal.
There will be running, but not in the way you're meaning, wee lass. Furry crew, Sammy, huddle. Here's what I'm thinking. We need to get the king of the grumpy lizards away from the cave and make sure that they know to not come back. We need the bait and bye-bye.
Ah, the bait and bye-bye. Of course. Like I did with that post lady, puny mortal.
Yes, just like that. Except this time, I won't have to go down to the post office and apologise, Ray. We'll all have a role to play in this. Here's what I'm thinking. Sammy, you have the speed to outrun Rexy, but I don't want you to outrun it. I want you to control your speed so it thinks it has a chance to get you, but you'll always just be out of reach. Does that make sense? Okay, good. That will lead us to the next part of the plan. Bobby, Castiel, you've seen the vines around here. Good length and thicker than the arm of an Australian weightlifter. And you've seen the trees over the way to our right? They both nod, and I think they already know where I'm going with this. The reason I think that is that they've already scarpered to get things ready.
What about me, puny mortal?
Oh, don't you worry, wee lass. You are the icing on the cake.
Ooh, I like cake.
When have you had cake?
Tell me more about this amazing plan, puny mortal.
Well, the only thing left to do is... is that we need to get the attention of the king of the moody lizards. Good grief, that is one sleepy dino.
Sounds like you, puny mortal.
Hey. Actually, yeah, it does a little. This is good, though. Sammy, if you take a position in the open, that will get us headed in the direction of Bobby and Cass. Just remember, fast asleep or not, be as quiet as you can and go slow till you get there. As Sammy tippy-toes off, I get Ray to jump onto my shoulder. Finn, this is where you come in. Let's head over to the tiny-armed, mopey lizard king. Here's your part, wee man. You need to wake this scaly thing up, and I know just how to do it. You see where it's sleeping? He nods. Now look above its head. He looks up, and he smiles that canine smile of his. When you get there, count to 100 and bombs away. He slinks off, making a wide berth approach to his position. Ray, you and I will be at the, let's call it the finish line.
Wagons ho, puny mortal!
The good thing about myself and the furry crew is that after all our time together and the exciting trips we have had, we do know how each other thinks. 99% of the time anyway. Ray does throw in the other 1% now and again. But that's what makes Ray, Ray. For example, some people, when they're counting a length of time, will say one Mississippi. Some people use elephants instead. I've even heard folk using the word photograph as their unit. Not Finn. Even though he hasn't told me, I know full well he uses yummy milk bone. So as Finn counts to 100 yummy milk bones, Me and Ray are heading towards where Bobby and Cass will have set up the vine. I look over to my right and see that Sammy is approaching his starting point. He looks nervous, but determined. Well done, wee dino. I look over my shoulder and see the handsome head of Finnegan McMinnigan at his destination. Face focused on counting while keeping an eye on the still sleeping king of the stroppy lizards. I pick up some speed and feel little Ray Skywalker's claws gently grip my shoulders. As long as this plan works, it won't take too long and be over in somewhat of a jiffy. We need to get to the finish line. I'm pretty sure we're around 60 yummy milk bones, and on we run. I say we. My legs are doing the work, and Ray is using her tail to whip me like a horse in the Kentucky Derby. Just as well she's cute. Around the 90 yummy milk bones mark, I see the trees I was talking about with Bobby and Cass. I get to the tree, and I can see that one end of the vine is attached around its base. I know that they are at the other end of the vine, waiting for the right moment. Get my hands ready round the vine, and that's when I hear him. That's the stuff, wee man. There's silence. Oh. King of the emo lizards is awake. And that was Sammy. I can see them both. Sammy and King of the shoegazing lizards. This is so cool. Sammy is zigzagging and stepping around like Muhammad Ali in his prime. Look at him go. Floating like a dinosaur. Stinging like a really big bee. They're getting closer to us. I see the vine twitch. Bobby and Cass are ready. As am I. This is going to take all of our strength and a whole lot of surprise. Here they come. Hold. Hold. Sammy passes by. We yank up on the vine just before T-Rex Harrison is about to cross, and then its progress is halted. Toot sweet. The strength and thickness of the vine and how well Bobby and Cass had attached it to the trees was more than enough to bring it down. I looked over and saw Sammy had gotten a bit too confident and was now strutting like Mick Jagger close to Rexy. A bit too close for my liking. Sammy, be careful. Rexy let fly with a big old sneeze. Sammy got drenched in schnozzle sauce. Yeah, that's a good idea. You go run that off. Sammy took off to try and shed the nostril juice by running very fast. Okay, Ray. This is your moment.
Sweet.
Just as we were walking across to the prone Tyranna fell down Rex, we were joined by the wee man. Nicely done, Finn. And here we are, standing in front of the downed dino, and judging by the whirlybird motion of the huge eyes, a very stunned and confused one at that.
You call yourself a dinosaur? Pah! You got fooled by a much smaller dinosaur, some cats, a dog, and even a puny mortal. You should be ashamed of yourself. Look at me. Look at me, you so-called king of the sullen lizard.
To my complete lack of surprise, I could see that the T-Rex was indeed looking at little Ray Skywalker, and not as a future snack, either.
This area around here? This is our friend's patch. You don't play here anymore. Capish?
Obviously the dino didn't have any clue what the English language was, but Ray has a way of being understood. There was a nod from the huge beast.
Okay, you may go.
The 40-foot-long, 12-foot-high king of the tyrannical lizards got to its feet. And slowly at first, before quickly gathering pace, left the scene. It did not look back. The furry crew gathered together just as we heard a rushing in the trees. We got set to spring, but it was Sammy. Cleaner and dripping wet. Okay, that's sensible. You found a wee river to take a dip in, clean off the bogey bonanza. Yep, took off after Ray gave it a talking to.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And we'd love to stay for some grub. And there you have it, my friends. The conclusion of Dinosaurs on Mirths and Monsters. A lot more exciting than we were expecting. And our expectations were high. I hope you enjoyed it. We had a blast. And if you'd like to stay after the music, just got some stuff to share with you. Till next time, my friends. Slancha, your good health. Okie dokie, folkies. Time for some patron shoutouts. Big huge hellos and thank yous to Robin McCall, Fiber Ash, Jill Bertanzetti, hope I said your name right, Just Ducky 215, and Kimberly Fox. Thank you, you lot. It really made my month. Thank you. If you'd like to support the show, you can find me on Patreon, www.patreon.com/mirthsandmonsters. All sorts of great rewards, stickers, merch, bedtime stories. You can make requests as well if you wish. If you fancy doing a one-off donation for a bottle of Pepsi Max, say, you can find me on my Ko-fi account, KOFI. I think that's how you say it. If you'd like to reach out and contact me, you can find me on Instagram at mirth73. You can email me at mirthsandmonsters@yahoo.com. Or you can pop over to Facebook, Mirths and Monsters Facebook group, aka Finn's Fan Club, which is basically the best place on the internet. Safe, comfortable, can be yourself, lots of pet pictures, lots of funny cartoons, and it's just really nice and enjoyable. Everything will be in the link tree though, so you just need to click on that and it'll take you to wherever you need to go. That's everything for just now, my lovely Mirthers. Till we speak again, take care of yourselves. Daddy Fling.
Hey everyone, I'm Nikki.
And I'm Tyler.
And we are Page Turners and Button Mashers.
Do you guys love books, games, or even both? Well, we have the podcast for you.
I come in with a book of the week, sometimes a series of books, and give you the tip to tail of the book and base on how many pages turned it was worth.
Then I follow up with a game of the week and give you the ins and outs of what to expect, how many awards, and, of course, how much I loved it.
So if you love books,
if you love games,
and if you love witty openings,
then you should totally tune into Page Turners and Button Mashers.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.